I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential specialist with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about preparedness as a homeowner or an investment property owner. That is to understand that if you needed to, you could convert your real estate to cash or move it to the opportunity of the equity in that property being moved to another investment.
We call that equity repositioning. Being able to use some portion or potentially all of the equity that you have in a property. And again, let me define equity. It's simply what would it sell for minus how much is owed against it. The leftovers we call equity. How would I use that equity forward to my greatest advantage? In some instances, it's not to sell and do a tax-deferred exchange. It may be to simply refinance the property.
So we're talking about the ability of these investment properties. Let's talk investment properties first.
Right, okay.
In the investment property, you may want to springboard to your next investment without letting go of this one. So we need a property to be prepared for financing.
Exactly. So how would I do that? I'm going to take a look at my property as if I was buying it and not that I'm selling it because I just love this thing and I'm used to the fact that there's potholes in the driveway and that the landscaping is really looking pretty bad, and the roof is getting really long in the tooth. All that stuff I'm used to. Unfortunately, a buyer, or in the event that we're looking to refinance a property, the lender and the lender's appraiser are going to spot all of these things. Are there things that I should be doing now before I make my effort to refinance, definance, or sell and do a tax-deferred exchange into a property?
Well, we've also seen the circumstance where someone did not plan to have to liquidate it. Maybe life happened, a divorce, a change of circumstance in job.
Right.
Something made them need the cash that's in that equity of the property. So maybe it is a sale. But if you have that level of deferred maintenance, catching up at a time like that in crisis is awful. So upkeep is important.
Yes, it is. But do understand also, if I do have a property that has all of those defects, physical defects potentially, I could offer the thing for sale as a fixer-upper property, but now I'm going to start getting the bottom feeders who are going to come in and attempt to steal it so they have enough room to fix it up.
More on optimizing your sale next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.